Hello?
Yes.
Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential in your opinions. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Your answers are confidential and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Definitely will vote? Likely will
Definitely.
Vote? Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. The first name is Larry Hogan. Do you recognize that name?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable, neutral, or unfavorable opinion?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
How about Donald Trump?
Neutral.
Okay. Robin Thicker?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
I voted for him, so very favorable.
Okay. How about Chris Chafee?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Robin Thicker.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose USA to Ukraine?
I oppose it.
Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose USA to Israel?
What's the question again? Say it again.
Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support aid to Israel.
Strongly or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. Is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
They're all important. You listed so many, I can't, you know.
It's within the same category for economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt. Is that
that's very important, very important.
How about securing and protecting our southern border?
Very important.
Energy independence for this country?
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
What's under very important?
Somewhat
important?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somewhat important.
Okay, job creation and economic development?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Yeah. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference?
More likely.
More likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Robin Thicker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump as a senator. Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay, no difference, right? Thank you so much. One moment, please.
Sir?
Yes, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you feel more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump, Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you feel more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan? Or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Thank you. We're at 78% complete, almost done. I'd like to ask you...
Oh, hold on, sir. We're at 28%. I need to ask some questions, that too. You've been asking a lot. I'd like to know your first name.
My name again is Joshua, sir. My first name
Joshua.
Is Joshua.
Joshua, where do you live, Joshua? What state? Do you live in the United States?
Yes, sir.
What state do you live in?
Well, I'm living in Maryland, sir. I'm not allowed to provide more details about that. Yes.
No, that's all. That's all I need.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
30 years old.
Yes.
Okay, and you live in Maryland. Have you ever been in the service, Joshua?
No, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Were you born in the United States, Joshua?
I was not born in the United States. No.
Can you tell me the country you were born in?
I'm originally from Central America.
Central America?
Yes.
Can you tell me the country, though?
Sure, I was born in El Salvador.
El Salvador, okay. My father-in-law, he was born in Nicaragua.
Oh, wow. Great to hear that.
My wife, she's half Nicaraguan.
Oh, wow. That's great to hear. And I'd like to ask you once again, if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Well, I've already voted in the primary for Robin Thicker.
Okay, thank you. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
I wouldn't consider myself neither of those.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60
to 49. 40 to 49.
Okay. Thank you. And this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so very much for your participation. Okay.
Well, that was only a couple questions. So we were at 60% when you said 28.
No, I said 78%.
We were at 78%. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. We're actually over right now. Yes, exactly. Those are the
Now, who is putting on this survey?
I work from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey. Correct.
Okay. And are you doing these surveys 9 to 5, or you do this in the evening?
We do it in the evening, sir. Pretty much.
So you have a different job during the day?
Not really, sir. No, this is just a part-time job that we have here. A few hours.
Okay, for you.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, this is like extra money.
Something like that, correct.
Do you have a full-time job other than this job?
Other than this job? Not as of now, actually, sir.
Right now you're just working part-time?
Just working part-time. Correct.
Do you find it difficult for employment or no?
I find it somewhat difficult.
Sometimes. Why do you feel that way?
I just find it somewhat difficult, but I mean, I still do this, sir. I have this opportunity.
But you find it harder to find a full-time job?
It's somewhat hard. Yes.
Okay. Do you think it's maybe your skill set, or why do you think it's difficult?
It could probably be the experience as well, sir. I have more experience in call center. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you plan on voting, or are you allowed? I know you're born.
I am allowed to vote, sir. I plan to vote, but I'm not allowed to disclose that. Because of internal conflicts, right? Because I am making questions, yeah.
So you can't tell me, but you are going to vote in the election.
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay,
I will.
Are you satisfied with the economy today?
I am satisfied with the economy today, yes, sir.
Okay. Are you satisfied? Now, you were born in, do you say El Salvador?
Yes. Yes, I was originally born in El Salvador.
Okay. Are you satisfied with American culture?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm very satisfied with American culture.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you think the economy, it's your belief, the economy is doing good?
Right. Yes. I still think it's doing good.
Okay. And last question, I'll leave you with this, and I really appreciate you, Joshua, giving me answers. So this is stuff I like to know, too. You like to know stuff I like to know. How many years, because you were born in El Salvador, how many years have you spent in America? Have you been in a... Yeah.
I moved here just about 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
Yeah, approximately 6 years ago.
Okay. Did you study English in El Salvador?
I studied English in El Salvador a little bit, yes. But I learned a little bit more about the accent here in America.
Yeah. Yeah, your English is really good. I want to leave with that. I mean, you're doing good. I know people have been here a lot longer and it's not as good as your English.
Yeah, exactly. It's excellent. So it's great.
So the call, you know, even talking to people on the phone, I think it's helping you with your English.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Well, I'm glad I could talk to you today, Joshua, and I hope you have a good evening.
I hope you have a good evening, too, sir. You have a great day.
Take care. You too.
Okay. Right,
bye-bye.